Fill those in. Great, okay. So, first things first, who can tell me what this is? Anyone tell me what this is? Yeah, Aaron? Box of eggs. Excellent. It's a box of eggs. Eggs are great, aren't they? I love eggs. You can use them for all sorts of things. You can fry... Oh, can someone get me a tissue? I didn't even think about the fact that this is going to be messy. That's good. You can boil them. You can... look at that. Already prepared. Is that for the tears later, Graham? I think. Good. You can boil them, you can scramble them, you can poach them, you can fry them, you can make omelettes and cakes out of them. Eggs are great, aren't they? I love eggs. Charlie, you like eggs, don't you? Here you go, here's one. Good catch. Excellent. Been practicing that for the last 2.5 years. But I'm very grateful to God for eggs. They're great. And actually, what we're talking about today, thank you. That's good, but I probably won't need it now. What we're going to be talking about today is all summed up by eggs, okay? Eggs, because eggs reminds us to enjoy, to give God thanks, a silent T, and to share. Eggs remind us to enjoy all that God has given us, to give him thanks, and to share what he's given us as well. Some people say that God is a bit of a killjoy, that he makes lots of rules, that he doesn't want us to have fun. But I'm going to read us a passage from the Bible in a minute. It's from a book called Leviticus. Leviticus is kind of renowned for being a book that's full of rules and laws that God gives his people. But at the end of the book, it gets this amazing part where God says, I want you to party. I want you to celebrate the life I've given you. So we're going to turn to Leviticus now. If you've got a Bible, it's in chapter 23. It's on page 127. And we're beginning at verse 39. And it is on the screen if you need it. So, Leviticus 23 and verse 39. So, beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival of the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. Live in temporary shelters for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in such shelters, so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed festivals of the Lord. Now, we love a festival, don't we, or a fete. Throughout the summer months, there's loads of opportunities to go to festivals and fetes. And actually, in Reading, we've got our own one, haven't we? It's a big one. People from across the country come to Reading Festival to meet with other people, to listen to music, to drink and to eat and to have fun. And here at the end of this book of laws about how to live, God says, I want you to party. I want you to put on a festival. Now, it's a little different to Reading Festival, but hey. He says, I want you to take time off, to celebrate, and to enjoy all that I have given you. And then he lists a bunch of different ways that he wants them to rest and gather together and celebrate life that he's given them. So he starts with the festival of Passover, a food festival, you might say, a celebration to remind them of his rescue from the captivity in Egypt. And then he encourages them to have the festival of first fruits, a celebration of the fruits and the wine that God has given them to enjoy. And then it's the harvest festival, another food festival, celebrating the crops and the food that, that they've produced, that God has provided for them to enjoy. This is followed by the festival of trumpets, basically a bank holiday music festival, celebrating their relationship with God. And then after the Day of Atonement, the biggest day of the year, where they remember God's forgiveness, they come to the final one, which we've just read, the Festival of Tents. And what God basically says is, every year, after the harvest has come in, I want you to celebrate with a seven-day camping festival. To remember the time when I brought you out of Egypt and you had to live in tents. So who here likes a camping trip? Quite a few people, mostly the younger ones. Who here likes a party? Come on, you all like a party. Different types of parties, aren't there? Yeah. Well, what this is here is a party. It's a camping festival. God says, rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate. God says, rejoice, have fun, celebrate. Celebrate living in relationship with me, because living in relationship with God is a joy. When you know the creator of the universe personally, and you understand all that he's done for you, and that all you have is given to you by him, it's something to celebrate. And God wants to encourage that. Because we are to celebrate all God has done for us by enjoying it. He wants us to enjoy what he's given us. He wants us to set aside time to do that. To take time off, he says. Take time to enjoy what I've given you. Now, just imagine that I had made some amazing pancakes fresh this morning with Nutella and strawberries. Because I know Ben Merritt loves pancakes with Nutella and strawberries. And imagine having made it especially for him, put all his favourite toppings in. Can you imagine if when I gave it to him, that he didn't really express any enjoyment? That as he ate it, he looked pretty disappointed, pretty blank. And I wanted him to enjoy it. I chose his favourite ingredients. I put time and effort into that, and I really wanted him to enjoy it. Well, it's the same with God. He has given the Israelites and us things to enjoy, and he wants us to be happy, just like someone who you love might do. And we are to make him happy as we enjoy what he gives us. So my question is, are you enjoying what God has given you? Sometimes we feel guilty to enjoy what God has given us, don't we? I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel guilty about holidays. Sometimes I feel guilty to take time off and rest. Or maybe you feel guilty about having more money than most people in the world. And we're going to talk in a minute about the need for generosity, but before we get to that, it's important to see here that God loves to give good things to his people. And he loves it when we rejoice about what he's given us. There's much to give to enjoy, isn't it? And sometimes we can forget, we feel guilty to enjoy it. Sometimes we really want something, we've been waiting ages maybe, and then we get it and it just passes and we forget to enjoy it. We move on to the next thing. But God doesn't want us to enjoy these things emptily as well. He wants us to do it knowing that they come from him. And the way that is by giving him thanks. We celebrate all that God has done for us by giving God thanks. So imagine I'd made a pancake for Ben with all his favourite ingredients in Nutella and strawberries. As he ate it, he really enjoyed it. He loved it. He made all the right noises.
That is great.
And he ate it all up. And just walked off. How would that make me feel? How would that make me feel, kids? Be a bit sad, wouldn't I? You see, God wants the Israelites to give him thanks because it will remind them of all that he has done for them. And it'll bring them into a deeper relationship with him, the giver of that gift. You don't have to finish it, Ben, don't worry. And so, he sets up for the Israelites this festival, an interactive, visual and fun way to give thanks. You see, the reason he wants them to live in tents for those 7 days in this festival is not just because camping is fun. Some of you might not think it is. But it's because as they celebrate this way, it takes them back to the greatest day of their people's history. The day that God rescued them out of slavery in Egypt so they could live in freedom and enjoy their relationship with him. Because as he brought them out of Egypt and rescued them and then led them through the sea and towards the promised land, they lived in tents in the wilderness for a little while. And when they were living in the wilderness, God provided manna for them and quail. But now, as they celebrate this festival, they're rejoicing that he's brought them to a place where he has filled their bellies with all sorts of good things. They're to harvest, to feast, to celebrate and to remember, and to give him thanks as they do so. Thanks for his rescue. Thanks for his faithfulness. And he wants them to do this for generations, so that every new child born gets caught up in his story and is thankful. And we're to do the same things too. Every good and perfect gift is from above, it says in the book of James. There are so many ways we can do this. But again, it often starts with maybe slowing down, giving ourselves some time to remember. Just as God set aside time for them to do that, we need to set aside time to do it. And harvest is a great time to slow down and remember that all of the wonderful things that God has given us and to thank him for it. But also, in the middle of all of these instructions in the last bit of Leviticus, he also wants to remind them how blessed they are and how they are to share that blessing. So we celebrate all God has done for us by sharing. If you look back to verse 22 of chapter 23... Verse 22, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edge of your field or gather the gleaning of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. God says, don't keep it to yourselves. Share what I've given you. Celebrate together and give to those who have need. Basically, don't be greedy. Be generous. When there are people who are in need and you have plenty, don't keep all you have to yourself. There we go. Sorry, that's the verse. Here we go. Right, so now we don't tend to have fields and glean a harvest. Has anybody been in their combine harvester this week or last few weeks? No, we don't tend to do this these days, do we? But we can be generous with all that God has given us. And we can give to the poor as we've... done here, we've considered what we've got and we've shared, haven't we? The reason we have a harvest service is because it's a brilliant opportunity to remember all that God has given us and to give food or money to those who are less fortunate than us. And there are so many other ways that we can share as well. So I want to ask us, are we sharing what God has given us? Whether it's the gift of wealth and possessions or whether it's a gift of skill that he's given you. He wants you not to forget the needy. He wants you to use what he's given you to bless others. God wants you to seriously consider wisely how you can use your wage if you have one and to share with others who are not as well off. That's why we have a care fund here at church. That's why we have regular gifts, gift days. God, time and time again, encourages us in his word to share our wealth, to give to the needy and to look out for the widow, the homeless and the orphan. He's a God of compassion and he wants his people to be compassionate as well. I wonder, do we consider how we view our houses? Our houses are for sharing. Christian homes should be open homes where people come and go, welcome any time. They shouldn't be castles where we shut ourselves away. We should have people in our homes all the time. I remember growing up, before I became a Christian actually, a best mate of mine was from a Christian family. And we always knew that his house was a house we could go. We were welcome there anytime. In fact, we were always there. And I remember sitting around the dinner table. I remember seeing his family giving thanks for the food and thinking, that's a bit odd. I remember seeing them living out their lives because we were there all the time. And they would be the ones who would host parties for us. It was just such a wonderful place to be. Are we generous with our homes and with our lives? It's hard though, isn't it? Sharing doesn't come naturally to us. But when we find this hard to do, I've got my slides in the wrong order, sorry. When we find this hard to do, the end of the verse tells us to remember something. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreign residing among you. I am the Lord your God. It's a strange statement at the end of a sentence there, isn't it? When we consider whether we want to be generous, we're to remember who God is. We're to remind ourselves that God has been so generous, not just in giving us all the material things that we have, all the food that we have, but that his generosity has been shown to us most fully by sending his Son. Sending his Son Jesus to be our Saviour by dying on the cross for our sins so that we can be forgiven and come back into relationship with him. There is no greater generosity than that. That the Creator of the world laid down his life for us. So when we consider whether we want to share, we must remember that Jesus gave his life for us. And he wants his people to respond to that by modelling the generosity that he showed. And one of the ways we can do that is to give God thanks for being so generous to us. By obeying his words, which says, don't be greedy, be generous. As we dwell on the gospel, that Jesus has saved us from our sin and eternal suffering through restoring our relationship with God. As we dwell on this, we are surely compelled to give thanks. We should thank God for providing not just our physical needs, but more importantly, our spiritual needs. Because the wonderful thing about being a Christian is that we're not dependent on material things or beautiful scenery or wonderful friends or healthy bodies to be happy. When he gives these gifts, it is right and good to enjoy them. But even when he takes them away, we're left with the greatest gift of all, Jesus. C.S. Lewis once said, don't let your happiness depend on something you may lose. When our happiness depends on anything in this world, it will never be true happiness or lasting happiness, because it will always be at the risk of being taken away or coming to an end. But when we put our faith in Jesus, we have chosen to make our happiness depend on him. And then we know we have found true happiness, true joy, because nothing can touch our relationship with him. Nothing can separate us from his love. If you're a Christian here today, are you enjoying him? His presence in your life. The wonder of knowing him. I've just recently read a fantastic book called Enjoying God. It encourages you to think, are we doing that? Are we enjoying God? And it gives some wonderful scriptural insights and things to ponder on and meditate on. I'd massively recommend this book. I think it's the best book I've read this year. If you want to come and have a look at it at the end, please do. Are you enjoying God? And are you thanking him? Are you thanking him for all that he has given you? But most wonderfully, are you thanking him for the hope of heaven, of being with him forever, the place of true and lasting joy? And as we remember and give thanks for Jesus, well, this is a thing that he wants us to share more than anything else. We're to enjoy him, we're to give God thanks for all he's done, but also we're to share him. When we enjoy something, actually we do want to share often, don't we? Well, eternal life in perfect relationship with God and salvation from hell is the greatest thing we have and the greatest thing we can share. In fact, it would be wrong not to share it, wouldn't it? I am so grateful that I had friends that shared it with me. It was their greatest gift to me, and I am eternally grateful to them.
And I'd love to share more about this with anybody here today who doesn't know him. I'd love to chat to you afterwards. If you're not a Christian here, do you know this unshakable joy? Please don't leave here this morning without talking to someone more about it.
So let's remember eggs. Graham, how's he catching? Excellent. Anyone else? Paul? A little closer. I'm up for this. It's my last day. Here we go. Woo! Good catch. They're fake. Not all of them.
But let's remember eggs. Let's enjoy God and all that he has given us. It's right to give God thanks, isn't it? And let's share what we have with others. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we do indeed give you great thanks.
Lord, I pray that everyone here would know the joy of knowing you personally, the joy of knowing the hope that we have in eternity with you.
And Lord, this morning as we remember all the material things you've given us, all the food and drink that we enjoy, Lord, would we enjoy it? We pray we'd enjoy our time later together as we share food.
Let us not feel guilty for enjoying the things you have given us. But Lord, give us the heart that we'd want to share, not to be greedy, but to be generous. Let us open our homes to others. Let us share our wealth and our possessions. But Lord, most of all, would we enjoy knowing you? Would we give great thanks for knowing you? And would we share the joy of knowing you in all our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name.